Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court orders the New York governor to respond to our petition at the High Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this has been a long battle since like 2020 during COVID, when we've been representing these healthcare workers in New York, and the governor, not so friendly toward their giving them religious accommodations to avoid the COVID shot.
Yeah, it really began when the mandates started to hit in the early fall, roughly August, September of 2021. The COVID shots were being pushed by the Biden administration and then by healthcare employers because of pressure they received from the Biden administration. And the healthcare employers were receiving pressure because they were receiving funding from the federal government. Hospitals and other healthcare providers were receiving funding by the federal government to push these shots. Well, these healthcare workers, right after COVID, they would go to work and they didn't know what they were getting into. There was a lot of fear, a lot of misinformation, intentionally so, so that they could set aside off-label treatments and push these experimental shots and make billions of dollars. And these people went to work. Some of them got COVID. They had the antibodies. They were immune because they had already experienced COVID. And they also saw the results of the COVID shots that were harming and even in some cases killing people once they were deployed in December 2020, January of 2021. So they asked for religious accommodation when these mandates came about. And New York and the governor there, Hochul, along with Maine, did the same thing and mandated all the healthcare employers to get a 100% quote vax rate of all their employees. And the only exceptions would be a very narrow exception for people who had a medical exception.
Yeah, and I don't know how Governor Hochul thinks she can get by with violating federal law, but she seems to think she's above the law. Remember that time she went to a church and she wanted everybody to worship her? I'm like, ooh, that's really dangerous.
She actually said that. It was very shocking.
To think you're
very
high and esteemed.
She did what Margaret Sanger did to the black clergy to try to get them on board, to help her promote and hide what she was doing with regards to eugenics against the black population.
Right.
And Hochul tried to get the pastors on board to push her COVID shots and mandates to try to shame pastors and other churches and Christians who did not want to get the COVID shot.
And I imagine Hochul was probably getting some money from the government to
do that. And their ideology was so bankrupt anyway that they typically come to the wrong conclusions. And so Hochul was pushing the shot. And so what she did that was very unusual was she required that all the healthcare workers in these healthcare employers' environments have a COVID shot. And the only exception would be for medical. If you had a medical contraindication to the COVID shot, which would be very, very rare because they oftentimes wouldn't even grant you. I encountered people who had reactions to the first shot and tried to get a medical exemption to the second shot because they already had a reaction to the first shot. And some of them were denied medical exemptions, even though they had a clear medical reaction to the first shot.
But religious accommodations are also protected under federal law.
They are, and they're protected under Title VII. Those that were employed by government were protected under the First Amendment and also protected by Title VII. Those that are employed in the private sector are clearly protected by Title VII. Everybody's going to be protected by Title VII who works in a place of environment with 15 or more employees. And so what we have here is a situation in which Hochul said to the employers, you better get the healthcare workers vaccinated, quote unquote, with the COVID shot, 100% of them, and no religious exemption, no religious accommodation, period, none. And if any of you employers give a religious accommodation, each one of you will be fined daily. Even if you give one religious accommodation, you will be fined daily and you will lose your business license.
Right. Well, the good news is, and she's tried to ignore our lawsuit all along, but we went to the high court asking them to take the case, and they have ordered her to respond.
Yeah, they decided not to, both her as the government and then also the private employers, the healthcare workers that we sued as well. They decided not to respond. Well, you know what? The justices reviewed the case, reviewed the petition, and said this one needs a response. So they have ordered them to respond. They will respond, and we will file our reply.
Mm-hmm.
When the High Court ends this session at the end of June and then returns to the bench in September, they will review this and other cases for consideration in this next term. So, John, we're going to talk about him because he is one of our clients. He runs a small 15-bed faith-based senior living center in New York, and this particular center has been open for 50 years.
Wow.
And the center employees have lived out their faith by serving elderly patients in their twilight years. Faith is the entire reason for both patients and employees choosing to live or work in John's facility. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul demanded that John and his employees violate their faith or risk losing their jobs and medical licenses. Now, despite, you know, mountains of legal cases determining that the governor has no power or politicians have no authority to rob citizens of their religious freedoms, New York Governor Kathy Hochul still refuses to obey clear federal law. Here, on the one hand, you've got Title VII. Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibits discrimination on account of religion. So when someone has an employment policy that conflicts with their religious beliefs, like this COVID shot mandate, now it conflicts with your belief that you don't want to be associated with anything that is associated with abortion, or you just don't want to put this mRNA experimental shot and poison your body because it's the temple of God. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you want to honor your temple.
And it was not properly tested to begin with.
Right. And so you don't want this toxic thing into your body. You don't want to intentionally harm the body that God has given you.
And now we're seeing the results of that. All the studies are showing all the harm.
Well, when you raise that as a concern, the employer is then required to consider that and try to put together a reasonable accommodation. And in some cases, mm-hmm. for example, very simple. Some of these people were remote workers. Why would you need to get a shot if you're working from your home?
Right.
Others had already had COVID. Why would you need it if you already had the immunity to COVID? A lot of other exemptions as well. You should have accommodated them. But under Hochul's demand, no, you can't even consider Title VII. So you have a federal law that says the employers have to review their religious accommodations and provide an accommodation where possible. You have the state law that says you better not do that because if you do, I will fine you as an employer and take your license. So guess what the employers did? They followed Hochul because they didn't want to be fined daily and they didn't want to lose their business license. A state cannot come in and take away a right that's already granted to you by the Constitution or by federal law. They can give you more rights, but they can't take away existing rights. And so when Title VII gives you this right, Governor Kathy Hochul has no authority to take it away. And that's what she did. She ordered the employers to ignore Title VII and to violate Title VII under all circumstances, never even consider anybody's religious accommodation request. So there are, you know, unfortunately, the Court of Appeals sided with her. And they sided with her because they said, well, the employers would have been fined if they had actually accommodated anybody. Exactly. That's right. We understand that. But Hochul had no authority to do that. And that's the big concern. So we have pointed out there's a conflict in the circuits, the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th Circuit Courts of Appeal have all ruled that a state law must yield to federal laws regarding discrimination requirements.
But Governor Hochul doesn't care about that.
But Governor Hochul,
she thinks she's above it.
Yeah, this particular Court of Appeals went the other way, thus causing a conflict in the circuits. So That's what the Supreme Court typically does, is resolve conflicts in the circuits. Hochul acted in a lawless way, and the concern is way beyond COVID, because if a governor like Hochul or some other blue state can actually come into a situation and override the constitutional or federal protections that you already have, then we have no protections at all.
Right.
We will lose our protection, particularly in some of these hostile states. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. This is a critical case. We'll continue to keep you apprised of its developments.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.